Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Planet Shakers' brand new album, Show Me Your Glory, is out now. Available on all streaming platforms, so check it out. Let's dive into today's podcast.
What's a year's theme? What's our prophetic theme? What God has spoken? What's a year of?
Victory.
Victory. And we live in Victoria, so we should be victorious. Year of victory. And I felt to speak on overflowing victory. Not just overwhelming victory, overflowing victory. Or subtitled, brokenness turns into blessing. I began to think about victory and, you know, victory isn't an event, it's a lifestyle. The life, our life is a journey of possessing what God has for us. That's why the Bible says we go from glory to glory. You know, you think about Joshua, one of the key scriptures or people we're looking at in the Bible, and Joshua takes Jericho, and that's the first place of victory. They take the promised land, the first place of the promised land, but there's another 30 cities to conquer. There's more battles to fight for more victories to happen. And some of us have had a victory in a certain area, but you've got a battle in another area. That's okay. That just means another victory's coming. And I just believe that our life is a process of possessing the promises of God and stepping up into the inheritance God has for us. And so every place our foot treads is our inheritance, but also every place our foot treads, there's a battle for a next level. But the good news is, despite all these things, Romans says, overwhelming victory is ours. Despite persecution, despite opposition, despite lack, despite famine, despite whatever, overwhelming victory is ours. And we know that that means Nike, you know, where you get Nike, victory, Nike-ow, and it means hyper Nike-ow, that means we win big time. Big time. I went and saw Carlton play West Coast Eagles yesterday and Carlton won big time. No one cares except for Jonathan. Win big time. If you're a Manchester City supporter, the three, triple, big time. If you're a Manchester United supporter, you used to win big time. Now believe again. But I don't know how you can believe in a red devil. Anyway, just a thought. See, the promised land, as I said, was a series of battles that then overwhelming victory. And I felt God speak to me about a guy called Jehoshaphat. What a name, Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat. He would be a good rapper's name, actually. DJ Jehoshaphat. That would be pretty cool. And so the Bible says that he heard about these surrounding nations with armies from the Moabites, the Ammonites, and some Meunites and Vegemites, and they declared war on Jehoshaphat. And people came and told Jehoshaphat, I'm going to skip through this, but they just follow there. They came and told Jehoshaphat, and the Bible says Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news and begged the Lord for guidance. So he ordered everyone in Judah to begin to fast. I began to think about this, and I heard this actually on TikTok in between the service, and I thought it was a good quote. TikTok must have heard that I preached on fear and overcoming fear. So when I went to TikTok, there was a guy talking about overcoming fear. What I heard was, this guy said, really good, fear is a reaction, courage is a decision. It's pretty good. Thank you, TikTok. Fear is a reaction. So he heard, he was terrified, he reacted because his emotions were stirred, but he decided to position himself with courage. Courage is a decision. And it says, so the people all over the towns of Judah came to Jerusalem to seek the Lord's help. And it says, Jehoshaphat stood before the community of Judah and Jerusalem, and he prayed, O Lord, God of our ancestors, you alone, the God who was in heaven. In other words, he brings up the victories in the past. And he says, you are the ruler of the kingdoms of the earth. He's not just talking in past tense, he's talking in present tense. You're the ruler yesterday, you're the ruler today, and you're the ruler into the future. The Bible puts it this way. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he can win in the past, you can win now. If he can win for you now, he can win for you in the future. And he says, you are powerful and mighty. No one can stand against you. In other words, I'm coming against this feeling of terror with the declaration of faith. And he says this, oh God, did you not drive out those who lived in these lands and where the people arrived in Israel? And did you not give the land forever to the descendants of your friend Abraham? Remember Abraham, his family. Remember Abraham, the same blessing that you said was on me is from Abraham. I'm taking that now. You see, I've decided that the promises that God said through all scripture are mine. The Bible says the promises of God are yes and amen. See, if God promised Abraham to be blessed, the Bible says in the New Testament, we are the seed of Abraham and his blessing rests on us. If God blessed man and made man and he blessed us to be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, subdue and have dominion, that same promise is mine and yours. That means our business can grow. That means our dreams can grow. That means our family can grow. That means that nothing is impossible to those who believe. If you believe that, clap your hands and give God a shout. Now, it says, you settled here and built this temple to honor your name. And they said, whenever we're faced with calamity such as war, plague, or famine, we can come and stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored. The great thing is, he now lives in us, and so we can stand in his presence. It goes on. How are we going? Is this good? And we can cry out for you to save us and you will hear us and rescue us. If some of you are going through some challenges right now, that's a good scripture to put on your screensaver. We can cry out to you to save us and you will hear us and rescue us. You will hear us and you rescue us. You will hear us. And now see the armies of Ammon, Moab, and they're doing. And it says, and they were all there. It says, oh God, verse 12, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. But we do not know what to do, but we're looking for your help. And all the men of Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, wives and children. And verse 14, I love verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the men standing there. His name was Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, son of Benaiah, son of Jeiel, son of Mattaniah, and a Levite who was a descendant of Asaph. Why do they have such hard names? Why wasn't it son of Joe, son of George, son of Jim? And he said, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem, listen, King Jehoshaphat, this is what the Lord says, planet shakers. People of the church, people of the kingdom, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God. I'm here to tell you, whatever you're facing, whatever giant stands in your way, do not be afraid, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. And God has already won. You see, our fight is in ourselves, not in the victory. You say, what do you mean? It's the fight of faith. It's a fight to believe. Because everything bombards us not to believe. A report says, don't believe. A news article says, don't believe. Someone says something and it's don't believe. But we need to fight for our belief, to believe God. That means we need to get in the presence of God. That means we need to get in the Word of God. That means we need to get around people that will believe with us. And he says, tomorrow, march out against them and you'll find them coming through the ascent of Ziz. What a place to live. Where do you live? I live in Ziz. What's Ziz? It's Ziz. It's at the end of the valley. It opens into the wilderness of Jiril. And it says, verse 17, but you will not even need to fight. Take your position. then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you, O people of Planet Shakers, Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, and the Lord is with you. Then King Jehoshaphat bowed low with his face to the ground, and all the people of Jerusalem did, worshipping the Lord. And I love this. And the Lord God of Israel, they stood to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud shout. So early the next morning, the army of Judah went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stood up and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah, Jerusalem, and Planet Shakers." You say, it doesn't say Planet Shakers, but Scripture talks to us into our now and into our future. It says, believe. Everyone say believe. Say it with force. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be able to stand firm. Everyone say, stand firm. Believe in his prophets, and you will succeed. Say, I am successful. After consulting the people, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him for his holy splendor. This is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love endures forever. Watch verse 22. At that very moment, they began to sing and give praise. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. The army of Moab and Ammon turned against their allies from Mount Seir and killed every one of them, and they destroyed the army of Seir. Then they began attacking each other. So when the army of Judah arrived at the looking point in the wilderness, they all saw that there were dead bodies lying on the ground as far as they could see. Not a single one of the enemy had escaped. And then King Jehoshaphat and his men went out and gathered the plunder. They found vast amounts of equipment, clothing, and other valuables that they could carry. There was so much plunder, it took them 3 days to collect it all. We serve a God of the overflowing victory. He says, I'm not just going to take down your enemy, and your enemy is never people. The Bible says you wrestle against our flesh and blood. Your enemy is poverty. Your enemy is lack. Your enemy is sickness. Your enemy is depression. Your enemy is a whole heap of things. But here's the deal. God says, not only am I going to take back, I'm going to take down your enemy. You're going to plunder. Where you didn't have joy, I'm going to give you overjoy. Where you didn't have peace, I'm going to give you abundance of peace. Where you had lack, I'm going to give you abundance. Where you were depressed, I'm going to give you a praise. Where you were discouraged, I'm going to give you so much encouragement that you're going to encourage so many people. Why? Because where the enemy is stolen, God says, you watch, I'll repay tenfold, fiftyfold, a hundredfold. You'll not only destroy the enemy, you'll plunder. It's worth coming to church through the rain. And it says, and on the fourth day they gathered in the valley of blessing. It wasn't called blessing at the beginning. They said, which got its name that day because the people praised and thanked the Lord, and it's still called the valley of blessing today. Then all the men returned to Jerusalem with Jehoshaphat leading them, overjoyed that the Lord had given victory over their enemies. Really quick, here's a great guide to living in victory, overflowing victory. You ready? You said, is that the intro? Yes, but we'll get through these points in 6 minutes. Number one, what do you do when you're faced with something, an opinion, a report, something that sends terror to your very bones, enemies of your future, enemies of your family, enemies of your finance, enemies, maybe a bill is giving you terror, maybe a PR situation is giving you terror, maybe something is happening in your family that is sending terror to you. What do? The first thing that he does is he went to God for guidance. Let God be the first point of call. Let him be the second point of call. Let him be the third point of call. Let him be the point of call in every situation. Does that mean if I'm sick, I don't go to a doctor? No, go to a doctor. But make God the Lord of the situation and the doctor just the servant of it. I love doctors. Doctors are good. They're there to bring healing. That's part of God, you know, whether it's natural or through creation and skill. All healing comes from God. But make God the first point. The second thing is they came together, they brought their agreement together. See, if you're facing a terror, if you're facing an enemy, don't stand alone. When Jesus sent the disciples out, he didn't send them out one by one, he sent them out two by two. Because there's a power in agreement. You've got to make sure you got the right people around you that will come into agreement with what God says about you. Where two agree concerning anything, it shall be done. As it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. What you bind in heaven, you bind on earth. What you loose in heaven. So that's why urban life is important. That's why church is important. That's why getting around people who believe are important. You don't need to get around people who believe with your problem. You need to get around people who believe with God's promise. You need people to say, come on, let's believe with you. Come on, you're battle weary. You're tired. Let me hold your hand up. Let me come into agreement with you. Let me praise with you. Let me pray with you. Let me give with you. If you are wanting to be a person who holds the hands of your brothers and sisters and say, we're going to believe for the breakthrough, the victory, would you give God a shout of victory all through the earth? They, thirdly, you are so good to preach to, preach with actually. They sought God until the word came. He just didn't go to God first. He went to God second, third, fourth. He waited for the word. See, the word of God is active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between barrow and marrow and bone, spirit and soul, and getting into where your spirit is. You need a word. You know, the word of God is the graph, which is the written word of God. Then you have the logos, the explain, the meanings behind the written word. But then there's a word called rhema, which is when the pages, the words of the page leap off at you for your situation. You get a word. You get a rhema. And God speaks. And it's like, yes, I'm not letting go of that until you do it, God. There's times where God has given me a word about a situation I'm going through and I'll put it on my screensaver. So every time I use my facial ID to open up my iPhone, that I see as I look on the screen the word that God has given me, because the word is a mirror. It speaks into my situation. They got a word. Pastor Ozzy's here and I used to think he was a crazy Mexican. He still is, but he's full of power. And I remember when Pastor Ozzy came into our church and he says, I see all these Latinos. I see hundreds and hundreds of Latinos in the church on fire. And to be honest, I was very cynical. I was encouraging, I'm like, that's good, but I thought, there's no Latinos that live in Melbourne. This is like 15 years ago. It was in Bible college. Was it 15 or 10? 10. 12, about, specifically 12, okay. And he says, I can see him coming in. And I thought, yeah, I can see Asians coming in, we got a lot of them. But Latinos, they're so far from South America, they go to America, why do they come to Australia? The other night, Latino Central. That's happened not because I made it happen. Look, I facilitated for God to do it. But it happened because a man got a word. Not a graph word, not a logos word, but a rhema word. And this place was packed with Latinos, and so many Latinos are joining our church. And you know, when it seemed like there were only Mexican family and an Argentina family in the church, he had a word and God started bringing in the Colombians, the Argentinians, the Chileans, the Venezuelans, Mexico. Now we got hundreds and hundreds of Latinos because he got a word. At the beginning, it seemed impossible, but God answers his word. Would you give God a praise for his word? And then the word came. And the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came upon the man who prophesied a word, and a word was released. See, when the Spirit of God comes upon you, it changes everything. And God's bringing his Spirit upon his church like never before. He's done it in every season, but I believe in this season. The Bible says in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. I believe we're living in last days where we're going to see the greatest end time revival, that God is going to pour out his spirit. And he says, I'm going to give you a word, and it's a word to live in victory, to live in overwhelming victory. You might have battles, but the battle is mine. I've already won for you. Just get a word. See, God, you see, the word is, the battle is the Lord's. And they said, go, they said, but go. In other words, take your position, be in faith. God's fighting for you, but you and I need to stand in faith. Position ourselves for the victory. You'll never walk in victory unless you get up and receive it. The promises are there, but they have to be taken in position. Position you for your victory. That's why giving tithes and offerings is positioning for God to rebuke the devourer and open the windows of heaven. That's why prayer is positioning you for God to answer your prayers. That's why praise is positioning yourself to see that heaven invade your situation. They position themselves. Wow. Oh. See, the devil wants you to be in a position of terror. Oh, I can't go out there. No, no, no. He inquired of the Lord. He got agreement. He got a word. That Lord, the Lord had won, and now he's positioned. He's standing there. And the Bible says that they stood firm and believed. Stand firm. Don't back down. Be strong. Be strong in that vision, that business, whatever you're wanting to do. Be strong. But everything is saying this, you're terrified. Be strong if you have a word. Be strong. Be firm. Be immovable. Don't let the voices move you from the position of chair number one. Wow. Woo. Listen what happens. At the sound, as immediately they released a sound of victory. God brought confusion in the enemy's camp, and they started destroying one another. There's something happens when you release the sound of victory over your life. That's why praise is so important. That's why speaking words of faith is so important, because your words create your worlds. Some people say, boy, do you believe in that confession stuff? Yes. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. Are you in that confession stuff? Yes, because the Bible says your tongue is a rudder to your life. So that means what I confess is where I direct it to. So I confess you are Lord. I confess you're powerful. I confess your breakthrough. I confess you're my healer. I confess you're my freedom. I confess you are who you say you are. The Bible says at the name of Jesus, demons tremble. In other words, they're intimidated. The demonic realm is intimidated by your confession. It's not this positive, just positive confession. All positive confession is good. It's prophecy confession. It's the word of the Lord in your mouth. It's the word of the Lord, not just a word of positivity, the word of the Lord. The Bible says as soon as they started praising, the enemy started to get confused and they started killing one another. Then their own armies killed each other. Their own. See, in the spirit realm, when you begin to stand in faith and declare God is the Lord of victory and breakthrough, just remember, wow, that Jesus, the Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, was to destroy the works of the evil one. How did he destroy it? He destroyed it on the cross. He took our sin, he took our shame, he took our pain. And the Bible says he went down to hell and he took the keys of death and of hell and he walked out of there victorious. He walked out of there with overwhelming victory. And every time you stand in the power of his might, every time you declare his name, it brings confusion. confusion to the enemy, because the enemy cannot think or see clearly, because his name, Jesus' name, is more powerful, and it intimidates him, because he's the one who took the keys. Enemy destroyed itself, but I love this, and they plundered the camp. I'm here to declare over your life, you're going to plunder what the enemy has stolen. If peace has been stolen from you, you're going to get shalom. You're going to get peace and prosperity. You're going to get abundance of peace. So you're going to be a peace sharer. Oh yes, I didn't have peace, but I encountered God. Here, I'll give you some peace. Because the Bible says wherever you go, you leave peace. Oh, where he's stolen your joy. God says, I'm going to give you joy, unspeakable and full of glory. In other words, you won't be able to describe how much joy. You'll just be around and you'll be the energizer bunny. People will go, what's wrong? What is it about you? You used to be so sad. Oh, I don't know, but I've got a dream for my life. I've got a vision for my life. I can't just live in the natural. I've got a supernatural life. I've got businesses ahead of me. I've got family blessing. I've got so much God has. Oh, yes, there'll be some opposition. I know that. But I count it all joy when I go through trials and tribulation. Because that just makes me stronger, baby. That makes me more powerful. That makes me... We're going to plunder the enemy's camp this year. Watch this. And they name that place the Valley of... Wait a second, isn't mountains blessing? Oh, and God is so supernatural. He can turn your valley into a blessing. He can turn your mess into a message. He can turn your setback into a setup. He can turn it all around. The Bible says that he turns all things for good for those who love him are called according to his purpose. The valley of blessing. He took the king's brokenness and turned it into a blessing. That's called overwhelming victory. And the Bible says, and they were overjoyed. Reminds me of Ephesians chapter 3. To him who is able to do super abundantly, far over and above all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Overjoyed.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.